Bob, how frustrating is it to drop the last game of the series?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're, again, one pitch away a couple different times. You get a little swing and bunt down to third, and, you know, then obviously didn't work out our way again, so game of inches.
Frustrating that you don't walk away with a winning road trip as well for the nice start.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're in a position to, obviously. You know, win two out of three in New York, have a chance here, one pitch away again, but baseball is sometimes tough, especially for a closer when, you know, things aren't going well.
You say it's a game of inches. Obviously, that ball, it just barely stays fair.
Right.
It's an ending of luck. Is there some other things that could be done throughout this game to take luck out of the factor?
You know what? It's 3-2 in the ninth with two outs and two strikes. So, I mean, we're in a position to win it. So I think, you know, Profar's at bat was great in that position. You know, there's not a bunch you can think back and think that maybe you do it that much differently. So, like I said, one pitch away.
Another outstanding effort by you, Darvish, today.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And, you know, especially with the added rest that he's been getting, even though this time he didn't, still was able to throw 100 pitches, still effective, still seems like he gets better as the game goes along. And what do you have, 11 strikeouts today and only one walk?
How much consideration did you, after last night, Taylor pitching last night, considers you to Merle Holmes?
He said he was good, and that's what we were going with today. So,
no thought once you had the safe situation of, you know, Morahone going in there?
No, he has not done that before. I mean, we'll see where we go, but no, he was, once he said he was available and was eager to pitch in that role today, what is he, first or second in the league, and obviously in saves, but, you know, has had a rough stretch.
Is this something where you will give consideration to?
Yeah, look, we try to consider everything, but it's probably not the time to talk about it, you know, if I am. So maybe down the road we'll take a look at it.
I know you said you were up 3-2. You were up 3-2 based on taking advantage of some charity from the other team. So to not win a game like that, I mean, how much that just accentuate what you guys are going through right now?
Yeah, it's hard to lose a game like that when you're one pitch away. So regardless of what happened earlier, you know, we had a 3-2 lead with one pitch to go, and we just couldn't finish it off.
Well, you've been saying all year, expecting to get guys back in the bullpen. You know, your rotation has been pretty solid all year.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's been some uneven performances from the bullpen past couple of months.
Right.
How much do you guys need to shore it out there?
Well, Garcia's pitching better now. He's done a nice job the last couple nights. Chris Matt's been good. You know, we know we're going to get some guys back right now, but it's probably not what we're thinking about right now. And we know these guys are coming back. We're just trying to play day to day and win that particular game today.
What did you think of Kim's heads-up play?
Yeah, no, that's a good play. You know, he's just a terrific defender, and he's got great instincts and knows where the base runners are. And, you know, a play like that and overthrow, you know, the guy coming around third is probably going to try to be a little bit aggressive there. The ball gets into the outfield, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me. He's, like I said, he's a terrific defender.